It's Monday, April 20th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Governor Mike Braun announced an agreement with Eli Lilly and Company Thursday to explore nuclear energy as a way to meet growing energy needs in Indiana. The state invested $15 million in a partnership with Iron Nation, an Israeli tech startup initiative, which came under scrutiny after it launched last week. And after months of back and forth and pressure from the White House to drop out, Republican Alexandra Wilson has been approved to appear on the primary ballot in May. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Governor Mike Braun announced an agreement with Eli Lilly and Company Thursday to explore nuclear energy as a way to meet growing energy needs in Indiana. WFYI's Zach Castle has more.
The non-binding agreement outlines Indiana's intent to explore new nuclear technologies with Eli Lilly, such as small modular reactors. The agreement creates a framework for Lilly and the state to coordinate on planning, regulation, permits, and siting a facility. The agreement does not contain specifics about those plans. Braun said bringing new power to the grid is a priority. Lilly also recently announced that it is developing a supercomputer and an AI lab to advance its pharmaceutical research. It's unclear if the agreement is related. Spokespeople for Lilly could not be reached for comment. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
A partnership with Iron Nation, an Israeli startup initiative, was launched in Indiana last week. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports the state's $15 million investment in the partnership came under scrutiny during a recent budget committee meeting.
Democrat Fatty Kidora repeatedly questioned the Indiana Economic Development Corporation's president, Josh Richardson, about the investment. Richardson was asked to explain giving $15 million to attract foreign investment while only putting $5 million aside for Indiana businesses.
I'm sure that I wouldn't characterize this as $15 million for foreign companies. Again, we're leveraging private investment, but this will go to businesses in Indiana that are creating, you know, high-wage, innovative, high-tech jobs within Indiana.
Kidora repeatedly expressed frustration that those funds were not being invested in local universities or institutions. State experts have said Israel has one of the top tech sectors in the world, which is why they want to attract those businesses. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
After months of back and forth and pressure from the White House to drop out, Republican Alexandra Wilson has been approved to appear on the primary ballot in May. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports a judge made the final decision Thursday.
Alexandra Wilson faced a push from the White House to drop out of the race for Senate District 38. That's because President Donald Trump wants to remove the incumbent senator for voting against redistricting last December. The president endorsed another Wilson, Brenda Wilson, for the seat, and White House officials worried the same last name could cause confusion. Shortly after she refused to leave the race, Wilson faced questions about her candidacy due to a 2010 criminal charge against her. The judge ruled that the charge could not keep her from the ballot. The primary is May 5th. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Indiana will pay for daycare and preschool for about 14,000 children currently on the wait list for vouchers. Dylan Pierce McCoy reports that state officials approved the aid Thursday.
Governor Mike Braun got support from the State Budget Committee to shift $200 million to a voucher program that helps low-income working parents pay for childcare. The one-time aid is meant to mitigate a crisis in the childcare industry after the state froze vouchers, but future funding remains uncertain. Chad Rainey is the state budget director.
So can providers bet on this? I think we've got another branch of government we'll look to and work with to make sure that, you know, we can continue this funding, but the governor is certainly committed to continuing this.
Governor Braun will ask lawmakers to increase long-term funding for vouchers as part of the next two-year budget. I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy in Indianapolis.
And now a look at the events of the week. If you're looking to support a great cause, then check out Korea Fest at a K-pop dance fundraiser, featuring talented performers covering K-pop hits on April 25th at 6:30 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church of Fort Wayne Theater. Tickets are $20. If you're looking to get moving in the morning, then try a Sculpt and Espresso Intentional Mornings with Discover Yoga on April 25th at 8:30 a.m. at The Landing, with an upbeat Sculpt class followed by Espresso and Connection. It's $25 to drop in. If you're looking for a family-friendly afternoon, then head to the Spring into Art Block Party at Johnny May Farm on April 25th from 1 to 3 p.m., featuring art, hands-on crafts, and a free cookout lunch, no RSVP required. If you're looking to sip and shop local, then don't miss Ambrosia Orchard's Spring Market Kickoff on April 25th from 2 to 7 p.m. with live music by Dave Pagan and Friends, craft vendors, local food, brews, and more. Adults can sign up at soulfestfw.org and kids at fwyouthmarket.org. If you'd like to celebrate Earth Day, then visit Science Central on April 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring guest speakers and special Earth-themed programming. And if you'd like to dance the weekend away, then check out Salsa Sunday on April 26th at noon at Crescendo Coffee & More on Bluffton Road. Hosted by Ritmo Ya, it includes group lessons and a $10 food and drink credit. Tickets are $20. More news in a moment. You can park your old car or truck in WBOI's garage and support your favorite programs. When you donate any vehicle, whether it runs or not, WBOI will pick it up at no charge and turn your old car, truck, RV, or boat into a tax-deductible donation to support the local news you need and the regional music you love. For more information, go to wboi.org/car. Here's what to know for today. Two top Republicans with the Indiana Election Division announced last week they are resigning. Indiana Democrats raised concerns about the state's budget Thursday as lawmakers met for a budget committee meeting. And Governor Mike Braun signed a new public access law into effect last week that allows a public agency to discern whether an APRA request is coming from a human or an artificial intelligence program. That's who and what for Monday, April 20th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.